life of roving over the sea. Give me a career as a buccaneer, it's the life of a pirate for me.
Ketchikan has a legacy of piracy, but not the walk the plank, skull and crossbones version that usually springs to mind. Old-time pirates here quietly paddled up to fish traps in the middle of the night, scooped up as much scaly booty as their boats would hold, and resold it the next morning, often to the trap's owners. Local historian Dave Kiefer says there were a lot of fish pirates back in the day.
I was trying to figure out one time who the first fish pirate in Ketchikan was, and we probably have no idea. I'm sure that at some point in prehistory, a group of natives made one of those little high tide fish traps. You know, where you build up the rocks and then the fish get trapped in there. And then someone else came along and took the fish. So that was probably the first fish pirate.
Kiefer says fish piracy became a true phenomenon in Southeast after J.R. Heckman invented the floating fish trap in 1909. Fish traps, which became illegal following statehood, were large wooden structures that sat near the mouths of salmon streams. They trapped the fish as they headed upstream to spawn, and some commercial fishermen took advantage of the easy access.
I don't want to say that fishermen are lazy, because as a person whose grandfather, great-grandfather, and father were all fishermen, fishermen are not lazy. That said, I will admit even people in my own family, though I will not name any names, in the past found that it was, rather than go out and catch their own fish, sometimes it was easier to re-catch some fish that someone else had already caught.
Yes, you heard that right. Kiefer, Ketchikan's borough mayor, just admitted that his not-too-distant ancestors were fish pirates. He says he's not alone.
Though just about every fishing family in Ketchikan, I think, at one point or another, had people in there who would think, well, you know, you got this fish trap. It's full of fish.
The underpaid trap watchers were easily bribed or locked in their watch sheds, and fishermen didn't feel too bad about stealing from the efficient traps, which they believed would wipe out the fisheries.
It was no skin off their nose to steal from the traps. And then, of course, the best part there was you would steal from the trap, then you'd sell it to the counter, which was the trap owner. So you're basically stealing it from them and selling it back to them. I mean, it's a win-win situation.
While pirates elsewhere were feared, despised, and avoided by the general public, fish pirates in Ketchikan were generally accepted. Okay, enough with the history. Now on to the important question. With the 10th anniversary of Talk Like a Pirate Day looming, how did Ketchikan's fish pirates talk?
Well, you know, in all my years of growing up in the fishing, I never heard anyone say arg or avast or any of that stuff. Actually, if they talked like fishermen talk, they used a lot of words that we can't use on the radio. I'd love to be able to give you natural, you know, fish pirate lingo, but I suspect it would be bleep, 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 bleep.
Considering the ethnic heritage of many Southeast fishing families, along with intermittent bleeps, some fish pirates may well have had Norwegian accents. Partly inspired by that, Ketchikan has a history of theatrical pirate hijinks. The community's long-running original musical melodrama, The Fish Pirate's Daughter, first was performed in 1966. It features a fish pirate of Norwegian ancestry, and Dave Porter, who doesn't really have a Norwegian accent, has played that role annually for many years.
The paper says 10 years I've done J.P. Svensson, and I don't have to learn any more lines. I got the same lines over and over and over. That's good for me.
Porter gave a demonstration of a couple of lines.
Hobson, Hobson, come here quick, I need your help!
And sang his iconic song.
I'm a crummy fish pirate from old Ketchikan, old Ketchikan.
Kiefer says that although the fish traps are long gone, some forms of fish piracy remain. Fishing in closed waters, for example, or fishing over the established limit.
But as to the, you know, the fish pirates that we imagine in this sort of humorous, you know, kind of way that the fish pirate's daughter shows them, that certainly is gone on that scale. But there's still piracy on the high seas.
In Ketchikan, possibly surrounded by pirates, I'm Layla Carey.
My sweet daughter to learn her old man was a crummy fish pirate from old Ketchikan. Crummy fish pirate from old Ketchikan.